Business is 2024-08 Frog Farm.
Madam Chair, like with the previous item, this was subject to a public hearing on the April 15th meeting. The record was left open, but as you can see from the county's website, we haven't received any additional comments.
All right, with that being said, since there were no additional comments made, Madam Chair, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2024-08 for Frog Farm for a six-lot subdivision based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is owned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. This six-lot subdivision on 11.88 acres results in an overall density that's significantly less than the allowable density in the AR1 district. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this application, and there were three letters submitted in support of the application. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact roads, traffic, schools, public buildings, and community facilities, and the items in section 99-9C of the subdivision code are satisfied. Six, the site design focuses on preserving critical environmental areas and maintains approximately 47% of the site as open space. Seven, the subdivision will be served by on-site wells and septic systems. Eight, Frog Farm Lane is a private drive within a 50-foot right-of-way. Given the existing nature of this lane and the small number of lots being created, a waiver of the buffer grading and street design requirements is appropriate. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, only six lots shall be permitted. Any further subdivision shall require an additional public hearing. B, Frog Farm Lane and its usage and maintenance is governed by an easement recorded in the Sussex County Recorder of Deeds office at book 1135, page 6. Each new lot shall have access to this lane. This easement and or a shared use maintenance agreement shall be referenced on the final site plan. C, as shown on the preliminary site plan, approximately 5.53 acres of the site shall remain as open space. D, there shall be recorded restrictions governing the maintenance of all buffers, stormwater management facilities, and common areas and open space. E, the final site plan and recorded restrictions shall include the agricultural use protection notice and a similar notice that hunting activities occur on nearby properties. F, a forested and or vegetated buffer of at least 20 feet wide shall be established along the perimeter of the subdivision, except along the perimeter of the site and the frontage on Holtz Landing Road, as well as the perimeter contiguous with tax map parcel number 134-7.00-125.01. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation, if available. Where trees or wetlands currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the wetlands or existing grade within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. G, there shall be a resource buffer in accordance with 115-193 of the building zoning code, as shown on the preliminary site plan. Signage identifying this perimeter buffer as a non-disturbance area shall be installed along the buffer at 300-foot intervals. H, if required, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county, and the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. The system shall be maintained and operated using best management practices. I, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. K, each lot shall have its own on-site wastewater treatment and disposal system. L, each lot shall be served by its own private well. M, construction site work, excavation, grading and delivery shall only occur on site between the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. N, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, shall be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. O, the final site plan for the subdivision shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Can I get a second?
Second.
A motion's been made and seconded to approve Frog Farm subdivision number 2024-08. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.